Act 2, Scene 3.
Page 54.
He agreed, then locked her out of the house. I'm telling you, the poor girl has never been this low.
Nita enters, downstage left.
Boy, howdy, I must be the happiest woman in the world.
Oh, it appears she's doing some better. Nita, we've been worried to death about you.
No need. Sugar Lee and I have been working on a plan for a while, and last night, as I was trying to sleep on the picnic table, I decided to put it into motion. So this morning, I brushed the pine straw out of my hair, washed my face and teeth at the spigot out back, called the real estate office, put my house on the market, and sold it.
What? You can't sell a house that fast.
You can when the price is right and you have a motivated buyer.
Who knew Ronnie's probation officer could afford to pay cash? He's there shoveling Ronnie and Luster's junk out onto the front lawn. Those two deadbeats are in shock. Of course, I hope this inspires Ronnie to make something of himself. Bless his heart. But if he doesn't, who cares? I'm free!
That probation officer sure got himself a bargain. But he deserves a break, seeing as how he's going to have to deal with Bunny when she gets out of prison.
I still think it's a hoot that Eden Falls' outstanding citizen would get herself busted for tax evasion.
Bonnie Sutherland behind bars. It just hasn't been her year, has it?
No, but it sure has been a good one for us. And it went fast. Can you believe tomorrow's already July 4th again? This holiday really snuck up on us.
Crystal enters, downstage left.
Hi, y'all!
And yet, some of us seem completely prepared for it.
I'm all packed and ready to go to Washington. This is my dream come true. I always wanted to sing for the president.
And you're going to get to, at Lincoln Memorial. Well, she never said it had to be a living president.
And on the way up and back, we're staying at Holiday Inns. I've got new costumes to wear at both of them.
Oh, right. Mavis, what's going on? You've been peeking out that door all afternoon.
I'm checking. Yeah, checking the weather for our trip. Okay, girls, my Chevy's all gassed up and ready to go. Let's hit the road. Sugar Lee, a lot of good things have happened to every one of us, and we have you to thank. So we all got together. Decided to give you a gift.
Oh, you shouldn't have done that.
Since we're going to be out from underfoot for a few days, we thought we'd help you get that whirlpool installed.
So we chipped in for a handyman to do it, and we got the best one we know.
Bobby Duane enters, downstage left.
Ladies, if you insist on harassing me every time I show a bare leg, I only have one thing to say. Bring it on.
I don't believe this.
You're always saying it's never too late to become the person you were meant to be. Well, I'd like to add, it's never too late to be with the person you were meant to be with. Okay, girls, we're out of here. See you later, Bobby D.
Mavis, Carlene, Nita, and Crystal exit, downstage left.
Page 57.
Wait.
I can't anymore.
Oh, me neither.
Well, hallelujah!